You're listening to Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.
The news that one of New Zealand's greatest jazz exports, Julian Lee, has passed away at the age of 97. Like many of his compatriots, he moved across the Tasman in the 50s for the opportunities, and he actually landed a job here at the ABC as a musical arranger. One person that worked with him as an arranger said that he could remember all the pieces of a score from a 90-piece orchestra. He got to work with a number of jazz greats, including George Shearing and Jerry Mulligan in the US from the mid-60s, but in the late 70s he returned to Sydney and was a stalwart ever since. He had a stroke, which paralysed the left side of his body, but he still would come in and play on the weekend show with musicians who he respected. And one of the last musicians he played, who played with Julian Lee, is the trumpeter James Morrison, who joins us on the line. James Morrison, thank you for looking to reflect on. He was a true character, wasn't he?
He absolutely was, Simon. He was. I mean, there are so many Julian Lee stories that. Some of the things that happened over the years, of course, many of them related to the fact that he was blind and couldn't see, and yet we used to always say he could see so much more than most of us could.
There's actually one of those.
When it came to music.
From what I gather, he was a brilliant arranger. He arranged for Peggy Lee, for Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely. And when you think about how arrangements are done, I mean, for your listeners, anyone who's not au fait with it, you're writing the notes down and a piece of music for every single instrument in the orchestra. So if you've got a 90-piece orchestra, you're writing 90 pieces of music that are all, you know, vertically aligned so you can read them. It's called a score. So when you do that normally, you write each thing. You can look at what all the other instruments have got, and away you go, and you just keep writing and adding things, and it's quite a skill. Julian had to have the entire thing in his memory.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't see the page. And he would dictate, okay, give the second violin now an F-sharp on the bar 23 on the second beat. Can you imagine doing an entire piece like that, like the mind this man had? It was just amazing.
And in fact, he was unstoppable and wasn't going to let blindness get in the way. There's a story that goes around, and I'm sure it's been embellished and added to, where one night leaving a city jazz venue, the band were too drunk, so they got Julian to drive and was given directions.
It was actually the drummer. I know that one.
Is this a true story?
I was in the band, and I wasn't too drunk, but I was going home in another direction in my car, and the drummer was giving Julian a ride, and unbeknownst to us, we wouldn't have let them do it. He said to Julian once they got to the car, I think I'm a bit drunk, and he was very drunk. He said, you better drive. And Julian said, oh, I'd love to. Julian was always like that. He didn't say, I'm blind, I can't drive. He said, you just look out and tell me which way. And off they went, admittedly extremely slowly, we're told. Now, I wasn't there for this bit, but I was there for afterwards. They actually got pulled over. And when the policeman realised what was going on, that the guy that was driving was blind and the guy that was sitting next to him was blind drunk, he actually took pity on them, apparently, and drove them both. This is many, many years ago. But, I was there when Julian flew a plane just by being, he could feel it. And he was being given some instructions, you know, on altitude and things like that. And he understood so many things. He was a real... a very curious man, and had read all about aircraft and flight and everything, and he wanted to have a fly. So just incredible. So many great stories, and they all go back to this thing that Julian was up for anything.
Yeah.
And not only wanted to give it a go, but was capable. He just was an amazing man.
But don't let it belie the fact that he was an amazing musician as well.
Oh, no, that was obviously, that was home, and that was where. It wouldn't have mattered whether he could see or not. It's not that he was an amazing musician because he could do what he did because he was blind. Had he had three eyes, he still would have been an amazing musician doing what he did. Such a great player and such a great writer and just a wonderful, wonderful musician to work with. One of his fortes, being a piano player, was being able to accompany someone and make them sound better than they really were. We used to talk about that too. We'd say, oh, that's going to be tricky. Get Julian, he'll make it sound great. And he actually could. It was incredible.
James Morrison is with us. A text has come in through while we've been talking from Peter, who says, Julian was walking through the streets of Mossman one day and a woman came up and said, is that a blind dog? And Julian said, God, I hope not.
Yes. He was like that. He had lots of things. He had a lot of fun with the fact that people would say things without thinking like that. And one of them was, we're sitting in the band room one night, in runs the maitre d' of this place and says, has anyone seen Craig? And I said no, and Julian said no. And he said, well, if you see Craig, tell him we need him out the front right away. He said, okay. And then I went into the next room and I heard Craig come in, and Julian said, g'day, mate. Sat down and started chatting to him. Didn't say anything because he said, if you see him, tell him. So Julian had great fun with taking that literally.
And look, he was playing right up until the end. I think I've got a great little track of you playing with him not so long ago, the Hoagie Carmichael song, The Nearness of You.
That's right. I went to visit him and I said, have you played lately? He said, oh, no, I haven't played for a while. I said, we've got to fix that. And we set up a keyboard. He said, I can only use one hand. I said, you only need one. And away we went, and I grabbed the horn, and Don Burrows was sitting next to him and enjoying the music, and we had a play. It was just wonderful.
Listening to Breakfast on ABC Radio Sydney.